Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast. It is Strotty for Brekkie and Soft Cell there and Tainted Love. Good morning, everybody. How are we? It is Thursday. It is the 13th day of September and a beautiful sunny day coming up. Just a slight chance of a shower and a storm inland this afternoon into the evening and up to about 27 degrees. Yep, reading the weather there and my voice just went. I can't believe it. See, I've been in here for over an hour and a half and I can't believe it. See, I don't talk to anybody. So I'm just working away, doing my preparation for the show. you go to open the mic. Dear, oh dear. Anyway, I've got the coffee now. I'm gargling that. Well, not on air, but while the song was on. So hopefully the voice will come good. I hope you're okay and had a good day yesterday. I tell you what, get sucked into a false sense of security. Remember yesterday I was saying, oh, up to 27 degrees. Finally, this is going to be the start of spring. Beautiful sunny afternoon, no more cold wind. I had to meet some friends for lunch yesterday. We're in the shade, the wind's blowing. It was freezing. I don't know. Anyway, today, those northerlies are still going to be here, but they will swing round to the south later. But, yeah, try and tuck yourself up out of the wind. She's not good. No. Major news stories of the day is, well, you've heard with Hannah and the story breaking late yesterday. The Queensland Strawberry Growers Association suspects a disgruntled ex-employee is behind the sowing needles found inside strawberries that have sparked a recall across three states, including New South Wales. Strawberries from Woolworths, Berry Obsession, Berrylicious have been, some have been contaminated. And, they're just saying just to throw them out. Simple as that, because people will get confused. They might be able to read the labels. The writing's too small, which is so sad for our strawberry growers who are really good people. And, of course, we've got the best strawberries on the Mid-North Coast, or indeed, I reckon, throughout New South Wales at Ricardo's. I might even try and have a chat with Richard later about that. But, if you've got them from the supermarket and they're packaged up, the word is to turf them. That's just terrible. Also, locally, a second prisoner who escaped from the minimum security correctional facility at Alder Villa last week has been arrested in Queensland in Caboolture. And two people have been charged following a police pursuit which ended at the Coffs Harbour Golf Course yesterday morning. And, of course, the other one, which everyone is still aghast at, the Banking Royal Commission. It's the gift that just keeps on giving. The Commonwealth Bank denied the life insurance claim of a customer who suffered a heart attack and misled the Ombudsman about its actions. And they admitted to that yesterday at the Commission. It is just amazing what is coming out of that every day. In sport, how's this? France's World Cup winning captain, Hugo Lloris, has avoided jail but received a 20-month driving ban and a €50,000 fine for drink driving in central London. Wow, that's not mucking around. Serena Williams umpire Carlos Ramos has broken his silence about the US Open drama. He was speaking in his native Portugal, assuring everybody that he was fine. And locally in sport, in golf, went to the right website this morning. Jordan Mullaney has taken out the $23,000 Better Homes Pro-Am at Port Macquarie with a two-round total of 7 under par. There you go. And as I mentioned, coming out of the news at 5 o'clock, for those people in the Hastings out west, Kindy Bridge is still non-passable after an accident. Car went straight into the side of the bridge late in the afternoon there yesterday, which has damaged the bridge. There's a photo on the Triple M Facebook site if you'd like to have a look. The pedestrians can go across, that's fine, but you'll have to use Pipe Clay Road if you're in the vehicle. On the show today, plenty happening, including Maroon talking NRL and, of course, the Golden Grand Final ticket. Only Triple M Club members can win. We'll talk to the great man about, the five games to go, two of them this weekend. Who does he think is going to win? And what about his rabbits? He'll be beside himself, Maroon. All thanks to Alistair at the Sets and the friendly Fernie. Also coming up, it's Tradie Thursday, of course. And Christy out and about for ARB 4x4 accessories today. Today she's going to be at Eureka Scaffolding in Port Macquarie. We're going to play their favourite rock song as Triple M rocks our tradies. And Christy's arriving there with Caleb. And, of course, the beautiful Tumblegum goodies for Smoko, the oak milk, and just by being on Tradie Thursday, they go in the draw to win two ARB camping chairs. We'll draw the next winner in a couple of weeks' time. So Tradie Thursday, if you'd like us to come to your job site, just log on to the website, triplem.com.au. The $1,000 birthday wheel also coming up after 8 o'clock, and if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Stella McCartney, Shane Warne, and Gary Lyon. Also coming up, a very funny episode of Cactus Before 5.30. I love the way this starts. It's featuring Pauline Hatful, and it comes your way thanks to the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe. It's an absolute classic. 13.27.10. You can email midnorthcoast at triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid North Coast. Well, if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. It's 13 past 5. We
love
our city.
Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it. Feels
good. Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
Cactus.com.au. The office of One Nation Grand Wizard, Pauline Hatful.
Hello?
Is that the Count from Musk?
Yes.
Can I speak to Guy?
No, there is no Guy here.
Really? Are you sure that's a mosque?
Is that you again, Pauline? I will.
Hey, Pauline, we need to talk.
Oh, the Green Party godfather, Richard Corleone. What brings your neck to my woods?
I hate the hateful things you say about foreign people, so you gotta start seeing things my way, capiche?
Corleone? Is that a Muslim name?
No, just shut up and listen or you'll get a horse's head in your bed. The real head of a seahorse that we found murdered by coal facility runoffs on the Great Barrier Reef. Ooh, it'll make your sheets all smelly.
Oh, I've had worse. Do you remember David Oldfield?
Oh, yeah. What a stinker. Now listen, stop demonizing all Muslims. It's stupid. Saying they're all bad is illogical. It's like concluding all clergymen are pedophiles. It's like listening to you and thinking that all redheads are racist. And in your big speech to the Senate, you said...
How did you hear my speech? Which is because you and your other tree nuzzlers walked out when I stood up to speak my truth, which is what our diggers fought for, like Simpson and his donkey.
We read the speech later in the Hansard.
Oh, is that the new bar in Belcommon? I told Darren I'd find him somewhere he's not known, you know.
Now, shut up. We're not being overrun by Muslims, like you said, or by Chinese, like you said last time. So shut your trap. Or else.
Or else what?
Hey, nice pencil sharpener you got there. You wouldn't want anything to happen to her, would you?
Well, what about the Aboriginals? Which is, they're everywhere. They even play in our sport. They're overrunning our country more than anyone.
Our country? It used to be their country.
That's not true. They're just boat people who got here first.
Oh, what's the freaking use? I ought to dump you in Lake Curly Gherkin in biodegradable cement shoes. Oh, no, that's not gonna work. Oh, Mamma Mia. It's just so not easy being green.
How green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe? Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
The latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
The Black Eyed Peas have announced a new album and dropping a new song called Big Love. Now, Fergie's not with them, but a lot of people are saying it's a really, really good song. Rolling Stone says it's a spiritual sequel to the group's 2003 hit Where Is the Love. Now, they've also announced that their forthcoming new album, Masters of the Sun, will be out on October 12. Comedian Fiona O'Loughlin plays the Glasshouse in Port Macquarie on Saturday week. Tickets are $39. And all the hype in The Bachelor about Brooke and her secret. God, how many promos did we see? Well, it all came out last... Well, part of it came out last night.
I was with a guy for 3 years. Oh, this is really uncomfortable for me to tell you, but, like... But I've also had 2 relationships with women.
Fishing best bet.
Here he is, the one and only Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey.
Morning, Shiny.
Oh, listen, you and I went off early yesterday. If you were in the shade in that wind yesterday, it was still freezing.
It was. It was very cool. But if you're protected in the sunshine, it was quite warm. So it was a bit of both ways, wasn't it?
Yeah. What about when you get in a nice warm car, Bluey, when it's like that? Oh, very nice.
Thank you very much.
Very nice indeed. But, geez, the poor old fishermen, didn't they struggle yesterday? Did anyone catch anything, Bluey?
No. As I say, fish don't like to die on good days, and they didn't want to die yesterday. That's for pretty sure. But, geez, it's been so tough this week. Oh, I can't believe it. You know, I know we've had some reasonably good tides in the morning, but the afternoon tides are dreadful. But these winds just keep putting that wind chop on the water, and it cools it down, and especially for that northeaster yesterday. It just hammered in here yesterday. Yeah. And unfortunately, we just can't raise a fish. I don't know what we can do.
All right. Now, today...
the water's so clear.
Yeah, I know it is. It is. And honestly, Blue, when the northerly blows like that, normally the temperature dives, it's still got to be around 20 degrees. It has to be. Anyway, what about today? Again, you've got your northerly, but apparently it's going to swing round to the south, and normally that, you know, keeps the water warm, and of course, we'll get the chop off the water, hopefully. Rising tide up until 11. Where are we going to go?
Yeah, I'm going to take a chance. I'm going to head out to the beaches this morning. We haven't been out there for a while, but I don't think there's much strength in this wind, and I reckon we'll get a fair window of opportunity. We'll take a few pilchards with us, and we'll try for a few tarter or brim. I know the beaches look pretty flat at the moment. There's not many gutters there, but we've just got to go out and have a bit of a look and have a bit of a stroll and just see what's out there.
All right, but we like the sound of that. That sounds good. We haven't been out to the beach for ages. All right. What about clubs out this weekend?
Yeah, got a couple of clubs out. North Haven Bowling Club Anglers. They've got a 2 o'clock weigh-in on Sunday with a barbecue underneath the clubhouse. And also the Lorican Hotel Fishing Club. They've got a comp on this weekend. They've also got a family day on. It's a 1 o'clock start at Dunbogan Reserve. If you want to attend that, you've got to put your name in at the hotel for catering purposes.
Okie dokie. Thank you for that, Bluey. And, of course, ding, 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 week two of the NRL finals. And as Triple M rocks the footy, we've got some great games. We've got 5 games left and 6 teams left, Bluey. Here we go. Friday night at 7:40. The Sharks go up against the Panthers.
Yes, how interesting is this one? No Wade Graham for the Sharks, but Scott Sorensen comes into the second row for there. No change to the Panthers team that put the sword through the Warriors last week. 3.5 start for the Panthers at Allianz Stadium.
Okay. At the moment, the Sharks are $1.68, the Panthers $2.20. The Saturday game, that game's at ANZ Stadium. The Rabbits up against the Dragons. And I can tell you, Maroon said that he saw Greg Inglis yesterday and he looks like he's jumping out of his skin.
Yes, I've got no problems there. No change to both teams. The Rabbits just going down to Melbourne last week, but the Dragons putting the sword through the Broncos up there at Suncourt Stadium makes for a very interesting game, this one. 13.5 start for the Dragons.
What? 13.5?
13.5.
No, Widdup. Yeah. Okie dokie.
You'll take a bit of that, I reckon.
What about 2 points? Surely we've got to embarrass her into taking a team this week.
Yes.
Goodness me.
Yes.
All right, what about Paddle Pop? Won't be licking his chops at that, 13.5.
Well, 13.5, he'll have a piece of that. I reckon he'll go the whole lot.
Okay, now the current betting is the Rabbits at $1.25 and St George at $4. There you go. All right, Bluey, thank you for that. Yeah.
It's only a two-horse race.
That's right. Now, a bit of homework for you tomorrow. We'll need a Bluey Waters sports tab, footy tab, best bet, and also we'll need the Bottle-O best as we go into the weekend. Homework for you, Bluey, and for the fishos today. You've been, of course, chomping at the bit to get out to the beach, and that's what you're doing today.
Yeah, out to the beach, just taking a few pills, just going to toss them around and look for a tarter or a brim.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Get the habit. Stay tuned to this channel.
Strawny's Brekkie Show.
Triple M and the Golden Grand Final tickets. Only Triple M Club members can win. Sign up today, triplem.com.au. The extended version with the space intro of Big Old Jet Airliner from the Steve Miller Band. Love that. It is 5 to 7.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Yeah, they've got the big $20 million draw on tonight. Good luck. Hope you got a ticket in that. Now, in the Sydney Morning Herald, the Turnbull government, Malcolm Turnbull plots against Dutton over eligibility to sit in Parliament. That's the lead story in the Herald there today. And in an exclusive, they say the ex-PM has been texting and calling Liberal MPs to urge them to refer the Home Affairs Minister to the High Court. In the Australian today, their lead story, has to do with Turnbull plots for Dutton referral. Again, that is the same sort of theme. Malcolm Turnbull has been telling colleagues, including Scott Morrison, that they should refer Peter Dutton to the High Court. And in the Telegraph today, $75,000 tax-free to foster damaged kids out west. Residents in Sydney's west will be offered a $75,000 tax-free paycheck to become foster carers to some of the state's most vulnerable and damaged children under a radical new plan. And those are the main news stories in the Nationals today. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies. 20 million Triple M right across the mid-north coast on a cracker Thursday morning. It is the Jay Giles Band there and Centrefold. It is 7:08, sunny and up to around 27 degrees for today. That is what we're looking at. And if you love strawberries, like most of Australia and the mid-north coast, we're all shocked yesterday to learn about apparently a disgruntled former employee suspected of sabotaging strawberries with sewing needles in a move that sparked health alerts in three states. Now, authorities are saying if you bought your strawberries through Woolworths over the last week, throw them out because of that threat. It's an awful story. We feel very sorry for the growers, particularly in Queensland. But again, it's one of those things of how about we buy local? Now, Ricardo's Tomatoes are an advertiser on Triple M, but I just thought we'd get Anthony on today to have a talk about where he can pick them up, because the authorities are saying don't buy the ones that are packaged in the supermarkets at the moment. G'day, Anthony. How are you?
Morning, Mark. Well,
yeah, this is a really big story. And again, look, we feel for the growers in Queensland in particular that have been affected by this. But
yes, that was my first thought too.
Yeah,
I always feel for the farmer. And, you know, they're the ones that do all the hard work. The rest of it's pretty easy.
For sure. Now, given that, Anthony, as well as you being at Blackman's Point, which is a great day out, whereabouts on the mid-north coast can we get our strawberries if, you know, we're really in need of them? We've got the big function coming up, the big PAV. And if you're a strawberry-aholic, where else can we get them other than the farm?
Well, pretty much we pick your own out here. It's such a popular activity. We most of our strawberries go to pick your own, but we also any excess goes into our award-winning strawberry jam, of course, which is yeah, very popular. So we are able to utilise everything on the farm. But like Queensland, we've had a bumper crop this year, and it saddened me to see so much dumping of strawberries up there, of the smaller strawberries, because the supermarkets refuse to take the little ones. And as we know, they're the ones with all the flavour.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's a bit ordinary, the marketing of a lot of our fruit and vegetables, I feel.
Yeah, I know. All of us had images when this first started years ago of the oranges being ploughed into the ground and getting let into the country for three-fifths of not much. But you guys are open for business. You've got a glut of them. They're beautiful.
Oh, yes.
At Ricardo's.
Well, it's all about fresh and ripe. I mean, if you get disappointed with a punnet of strawberries from the supermarkets, it's probably because they're not fresh and they were picked unripe. And of course, when you come out and pick your own, if you don't like that strawberry, don't pick it. Pick another one.
Good on you, mate. Well, again, we're just trying to let people know there is an alternative, and we do feel very, very sorry for particularly the Queensland growers there.
Absolutely.
After this shocking story coming out about the needles. So
okay.
Anyway, Anthony, thanks for talking to us today, and you're probably going to be very busy, mate, because...
Well, that's okay. Well, it's a half-price weekend, remind the listeners, so there's plenty out here.
Good on you. Thanks, Anthony.
Okay, Mike.
Anthony Sarks from Ricardo's. Yep. Buy local.
Strawny.
NRL tips, thanks to the Settlers Inn and the friendly Fernhill Tavern in the industrial area.
Triple M rocks footy. Rocks footy.
Yeah, there he is. That's his music. There's the intro. Maroon, and then there were five.
Well.
Games to go, I'm talking about.
Well, is that right? Five to go, yeah.
Yeah, five games to go, six teams, and... Wow, could you... I mean, the highlights package that Dan put together from the Sunday game, that was absolutely incredible. I sort of always had an inkling that St George wouldn't be the pushovers. They led the comp for more than half the year, very experienced players, and there was always a bit of doubt about the halves for the Broncos. I know you guys have spoken about it when the pressure was really on. They were fine while the sun's shining and everything, but if the pressure gets on, that was just incredible to listen to you guys last week.
Well, mate, it was a amazing victory for the Dragons, and But I suppose the thing is, Strawny, it comes with a cost, doesn't it? You know, now Widdop's injured again, and of course Vaughan's injured anyway, and DeBellin's playing on one leg. So have they played their grand final in that game? I think they probably have.
Yeah, you'd hope not, but it was just the best Sunday afternoon for people that don't like the Broncos. It was just fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, mate. It's like it's nearly as good as watching the Roosters lose.
Now, listen, we better start talking about this. Of course, the games this weekend, Friday night, the Sharks go up against the Panthers, 7:40 kickoff. That game's at Allianz Stadium and should be an absolute cracker. And again, the intensity of these games, Maroon, nearly every team is missing someone or someone's playing injured.
Well, that's right, Strawny, but I think the big out for this one is obviously Wade Graham. I think that's just too much of a hill to climb for the Sharkies, and I think James Maloney's a big game player, and I think Penrith will be too good.
Okie dokie. And on Saturday, are they letting you call this one or not? The Rabbitohs at ANZ Stadium up against the Dragons, and surely there'll be more people in seats than empty seats, finally, at ANZ for a big game.
Yeah, it's going to be absolutely massive, and, mate, I'm not calling it, so I'm going to be in the South Sydney Rabbitohs director's box.
Here it comes. Unbelievable. You'll be in amongst the satay sticks. Yeah, there'll be no party pies. There'll be satay sticks. And what about those little spoons that have prawns in them and stuff like that? The ceramic ones. Is that what you're looking forward to?
Well, I tell you what. The other day, I snuck into town. We had a sausage sizzle over at the Lawrence Club for the Lawrence Stingrays. And if it's anything as good as the sausage sizzle we had at Lawrence the other day, mate, it was half as good, I'll be happy. Edgar, you did a sensational job.
Okie dokie. Now, can I press you for a score here? What do you think the score will be?
Well, I tell you what, those of us who are old enough to remember the last time the Rabbitohs played the Dragons in a final was 1984. Dragons walloped them, and there was a massive stink on that day, a massive blue. So I'm going to go, my boys, to get revenge for what happened all those years ago. Rabbitohs looked good against Melbourne. They should have won that game. But they probably got more than a fair rub of the green, but I think they'll beat the Dragons anyway.
Okie dokie. And what are you hearing about the Roosters and also about Melbourne? It's well documented, no Napa in that game, no Latrell Mitchell. Melbourne, any injury worries there?
I haven't heard of anything. I think, though, mate, obviously the modern mode of thinking, the modern line of thinking is to have the week off, well, that's good either way. And I still think the Roosters have got enough petrol in the tank, even without Latrell. He's a massive out. He is a massive out.
He sure is.
You know, like, I just love any team with Cooper Cronk and Luke Keary and James Tedesco are going to be hard to beat. But, mate, you get the luxury of the week off. Melbourne will be hard to beat. The Roosters will be hard to beat. But I was up at the wonderful Prince Henry Estate at Little Bay today, and I saw the great Greg Inglis, mate, and he looked like he was about to tackle on F100.
Excellent. Now, also, you and I, look, we're amazed at the Rugby League, some of the decisions they make. It's been a good one. We've got the Gang of Youths instead of some washed-up international act coming to the grand final, which is great. Have you got any news? I know you and I have been working tirelessly behind the scenes to reintroduce the mascots race. Have you had any progress there, Maroon?
Well, I'm getting a little bit of feedback from Stanley the Steel Avenger from Wollongong. Victor the Viking, and also the Magpie, the Victor Magpie, they're all keen to get involved. I did bump into Charlie the Rabbit down at the world-famous Matraville Hotel a couple of weeks ago, but he said he'll be on the drink that day.
Oh, yeah. Can I say to you, I know the bloke that used to be your mascot for many years. Mate, his legs are about a foot and a half long. He'd be 1,000 to 1, the Rabbit.
Well, mate, some of the qualifications to be a mascot are your legs have got to be only be a foot and a half long. So, mate, you know, the Rabbitohs are always the underdog, mate. But it is good to see Gang of Youths. I say bring back some of the great Aussie bands that we grew up with.
Yes.
Bring back the likes of the Hoodoo Gurus, Mondo Rock, Noiseworks. Bring back one of those bands, and that's when I'll be happy.
Yeah, good stuff. All right. For Alistair at the Friendly Fernie and the sets where you'll see all the big games live and a great menu. I'm allowed back in there now, thank goodness. But if we win the comp, I reckon I'll cop another band, especially if we beat you in the grand final.
Well, I know that Alistair has been on the phone to his old schoolmate, James Hooper, trying to coax me up there to fulfill my bet at the Settlers Hotel. So I hate to do this, but what I'm going to have to do here, Strawny, I'm going to have to bar Alistair from his own pub. So we won't see him in there for next month.
All right, okie dokie, Maroon. Good calling at the weekend, and try not to disgrace yourself in the corporate box at the South Sydney game on Saturday night.
Glory, glory.
Strawny!
Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast on a sensational Thursday morning. Brian Ferry, let's stick together. It's 11 past 8.
Triple M.
Birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port home zone.
I did have Virginia on the line, but she's gone. Who have I got there? Triple M, good morning.
Good morning, it's Helen from Maxville.
Hello, Helen, how are you this morning? You got the frog in your throat.
Yeah, I was caught by surprise.
I know. Now, Helen, you know, it happens to me all the time because I come in here before four and I don't speak to anybody and I'm preparing this show and then I go to do the weather at 5 o'clock and comes out like that because I haven't spoken to anybody. Anyway, I'm good to see. I have a kindred spirit in you, Helen. There you go. All right.
Now,
let's try to give you $1,000 in Maxville today. We're simply going to match your birthday with the wheel. What number, Helen?
We'll go number 10, please.
Number 10 for Helen. Rightio. Come on, number 10 for Helen. We were two off yesterday. And now, we're on number one. Goodness me.
Are you serious?
I'm sorry. Say it like John McEnroe. Are you serious? No, I am serious. Sorry, Virginia. Sorry, Helen, I can't give you the cash, rather, but I'll grab your details. I've got your phone number on my screen there. End of the month, Christy does the big draw for the Triple M jam-packed full of goodies, and you're in the running to win it, OK?
Great. Thanks very much.
Good on you.
Good day.
You too, Helen. I appreciate the call. Okie dokie. Now, other birthdays today. I haven't any other birthdays today, but what I do have is an anniversary. Now, Max and Judith Waters of East Kempsey are today, have a listen to this, they are celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary. Wow! Much love from your family and friends, Judith and Max, and from us all here at Triple M. You have a great day. Now, if you were birthdaying today and you're too shy to come onto the birthday book and the world, I can tell you you're sharing your birthdays with the likes of Stella McCartney, Gary Lyon, and the great man, the fastest texter in the universe, Shane Warne, all born on this day, September 13th.
Oh, strong.
Cam Smith, what a genius.
The Golden Grand Final ticket. Only Triple M Club members can win, like Narelle. Good morning, Narelle. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, Strawny. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. One of you is going to win this, Narelle. Airfare's accommodation. You get chauffeured to ANZ. You're in a nice little area where you receive a 5-course meal, unlimited drinks package for you and your bestie at the biggest game of the year. Now, Narelle, who do you barrack for?
The one and only Roosters.
Oh, I've always liked you, Narelle. That is fantastic.
It'd be great if they were there.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're in the last six, so anything can happen. It's pretty close at the moment. But, yeah, congratulations. Yeah, you're because you're a member, you're in the draw, and maybe it will be you on grand final day wearing the Triple M gear, sitting proudly in the stands cheering on the Roosters. Gee, I hope you're right, Narelle.
Oh, I hope so too, Shawnee. They've got to make it.
I hope so too, yeah. Only Triple M Club members can win. Be like Narelle. Sign up today, triplem.com.au. Thank you, Narelle.
Thanks, Shawnee.
Triple M rocks our tradies with Tradie Thursday, thanks to ARB Port Macquarie.
Yes, Christy is out and about at Eames Constructions today. Good morning, Christy.
Morning, Strawny. Yeah, I'm here with the boys, Piers, Eddie, Jack and Chris and Nick. I've never seen a bunch of hard-working builders out here today at St. Agnes Village. These boys are cracking up laughing because Nick Peterson here has been dobbed in by Kurt Eames. Now, Kurt couldn't get here today, so he nominated the boys. So big shout-out to him. So he misses out on the free smoko this morning. But, Nick, I've been told that you've been dubbed Spud. What's your nickname Spud for?
Oh, I don't know how I got that, to be honest. I'm not sure where that come from.
Is it because he's a potato head or something?
Yeah, I think so.
Probably just a good-looking head, I'd say. Good head for radio, anyway.
Possibly. Actually, you have had a brush with fame, haven't you, Nick? Go on, tell your story about your record with Hunting.
Oh, I was lucky enough to take the new number one Australian buffalo record with archery equipment.
Wow.
Well, you can't fish, but you can hunt.
Yeah, that's it. Do it all.
He's a tradie. He can't fish, but he can hunt, and he can full drive, apparently.
Oh, I'll give it a crack. I'm not that good at it.
All right, boys, tell me, is Nick a hard worker here as a tradie?
No.
Who's the better worker?
There's conjecture.
Eddie's the guy.
All right, well, you get first dibs at all those treats over there. It's all thanks to Tumblegum Bakehouse and Cafe, where the food's not just good, it's bloody great. And, of course, we brought you some oak, and you were left, Nick, with the pink oak, weren't you, the strawberry flavour?
Yeah, I got left one, that's all right. It's all good.
Oh, come on,
yeah,
Nick.
The boys took all the chocolate and the vanilla, and they left you with the pink stuff.
That's all right, I don't mind strawberry, so it's coming out on top, I reckon.
Good on you, Nick. Now, as you know, part of the deal, not only do we feed you at Smoko and you get the oak milk, but you get to pick your favourite rock track as Triple M rocks the tradies with Tradie Thursday, thanks to ARB. What do you want to hear, Nick?
ACDC.
Thunderstruck.
Thunderstruck. I reckon we could do that. Good on you, Nick. Enjoy it. Now, if you'd like Christy to come to your job site, log on to triplem.com.au. It's Tradie Thursday. Good on you, Nick. Have a great day.
Cheers, mate. Thank you very much.
We'll be right back.
Triple M.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
And here she is, Christy. Have they finished? Have they finished all the milk and all the eats yet, Christy?
Oh, they have. Smoko's over, Strawny, but they're still sitting down on the job. So, you know, they've got no excuse other than getting back to work, but they've been a little bit lazy. So he's hoping that at the end of the month, when we draw the winners of the two ARB camping chairs, these boys actually win it. So they have an excuse to sit down. But anyway.
Good stuff. Now, plenty happening around the place today on what is a beautiful Thursday.
There sure is. The Friends of the Willawarren Community Hall have their next general meeting tonight at 7 o'clock. And Zumba dance classes are on today from 10 o'clock at the Nambucca Heads Community and Arts Centre. And the Clyde Street Markets are on Kempsey through till 2 today outside Aldi and IGA. And the annual Archibald Prize is on show at the Glasshouse. It's the prestigious and controversial Archibald Prize, one of Australia's most foremost portraiture prize, that is. And if you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast.
Thank you, Christy. North Coast, it is Strawny Fabrecki winding up. Ah, yes. The Killer Queen there from Queen. It's been a really, really fun morning this morning. Lots happening. And if you missed any part of it or you'd like to, if you maybe half heard anything, just go to my page and press catch up. It's all there, including, of course, Anthony from Ricardo's. If you're worried about your strawberries, just go and see him. Yeah, go and pick your own out there. Beauty. Tomorrow on the show, we will give you the one and only John Michael Hollywood Housen with all the entertainment goss. After 7, we release our top 3 things to do around the coast at the weekend. And, of course, your last chance to win $1,000 on the birthday will. And also, we'll talk more about the Golden Grand Final ticket. Only Triple M Club members can win. Right after 9, whatever you're doing, have a great Thursday. The best of each day.